Welcome back, folks. So yeah, I think if you're wondering, you know, what was the deal Trump made to sell out America to Israel, I think we have a couple answers here. Trump sued his own IRS for $10 billion over leaked tax returns. He then settled with his own DOJ, and the settlement created a $1.776 billion taxpayer-funded fund to compensate his political allies. It's almost like they're rubbing it in our face because 1.776, like that's obviously not an amount, you know, established by any, you know, sense of logic or fairness or no, it's like symbolic, right? So yeah, we'll just choose a sort of arbitrary number to put forward just because, you know, I guess that's how much they agreed to. Trump filed the lawsuit. The president's DOJ settled it. The president's allies collect the money and you're paying for it. The fund covers January 6th defendants, Mar-a-Lago raid claims, the Russia investigation. Anyone who says they were a victim of lawfare can file a claim and get a check. Oh, can we? Because that could just about cover the lawfare against us. Now, the lawfare against us being carried out by, you know, certain law groups in Washington, D.C., who already settled with Trump. The way they settled with him was they promised to provide $40 million worth of pro bono work. What was that pro bono work? Suing us. OK, suing Alex Jones and InfoWars, as well as writing the text for, guess what? The anti-Semitism bills that we've been talking about this whole time. So Donald Trump was targeted by these law firms, got them to agree to a settlement. In that settlement, he said, in exchange for abusing me and the American people, you have to write a law to make anti-Semitism illegal and destroy Alex Jones. So that's what they're doing. So we're not getting any of this. Oh, and by the way, neither are the January 6th prisoners. Johnson won't say whether January 6th rioters will be eligible for a new lawfare fund. I'm not going to comment on that until it comes up. Speaker Mike Johnson refused to rule out whether individuals convicted as part of the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol would be eligible to receive money from the Trump administration's new anti-weaponization fund, or say whether he would oppose a scenario where they would qualify. Yeah, I don't think they're getting any money. I think this is a Donald Trump political slush fund, and it's what they created. Okay, so Donald Trump just got a slush fund. He just got promised by the IRS that he and his entire family and anybody associated with him will no longer be audited by the IRS, which would definitely facilitate insider trading and whatever manipulations they want to pull behind the scenes, like they're doing with Donald Trump Jr.'s VC firm, who's investing in AI, who's then getting government contracts, and he's making literally billions of dollars off of this. Donald Trump Jr.'s VC firm flaunts political edge and investment push. It's like Hunter Biden, just to a much, much greater and more insidious degree. And J.D. Vance commented on this earlier today. Here he is explaining that, yes, the president is an inside trader. Yes, he makes money off of decisions he makes is on behalf of the American people, but that it's done through proxy. So actually, it's fine. Let's watch.
Okay. Number one, the president doesn't sit at the Oval Office on his computer on his like Robinhood account buying and selling stocks. That's absurd. He has independent wealth advisors who manage his money. He is a wealthy person. He has had success in business. He's not making these stock trades himself. And your question imputes that. It doesn't say it exactly, but a reasonable person listening to that question would assume the president is sitting around and doing that. He's not. Second of all, you're right. I am a big fan of banning members of Congress from trading stocks. So is the President of the United States. All of us believe that nobody should be taking proprietary information gained from public service and buying and selling stocks. We want to ban that process. And I think the way to lead by example is banning that process, banning that approach, and making it illegal, which is exactly what the president has proposed doing. Okay. Yes.
See, that's what we call BS. And we've seen the records where it's like right every time, right before Trump's announcement of something with the Iran war, bets are made minutes before he makes the announcement that happened to capitalize on those announcements to the tunes of millions of dollars. And it happens every single time he makes an announcement. Often the announcements mean absolutely nothing and seem to be there solely and completely to change the market in order to benefit. The Palm Beach investment firm owned by Donald Trump Jr. says it aims to reach $10 billion in assets by investing in AI. More on the other.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com.
alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
We aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you. And I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Methylene red capsules are in. Clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus performance, cellular energy. No crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, keep moving. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com.
Welcome back, folks. So yeah, I mean, this makes sense to me, right? Makes sense to everybody else? No IRS bothering him. He can make billions of dollars. He can use insider training. He's, you know, investing in AI companies that he's then giving giant contracts for as they sell out the American people to the tech oligarchy. And look, after being harassed for 4 years, I mean, I could just see how it works. It's just, hey, look, Donnie, you know, it's probably Mark Levin putting him in a headlock or something. Look, Donnie, this can go one of two ways. You may be able to fight and struggle for the rest of your life, and maybe by the end of your life, you might remain out of jail, but you will be despised by everybody that we can convince, which is a lot of people, hell of a lot of people, and your whole life will be a continuous misery of lawsuits and attacks and threats of jail and IRS audits. We're going to destroy you, or you can serve us. Simple as that. You serve us, not only will we let you make billions of dollars, we'll let you retire, we'll actually make you a celebrity, we'll chill out on the mainstream media, you know, they'll be in favor of you bit by bit, incrementally. By the time you're out of office, they'll be singing your praises. And you'll be able to retire, maybe in Israel, maybe in Mar-a-Lago, wherever you are. You know, we'll make sure that all of these threats of investigations disappear. And all you have to do is just a couple of simple things. We want the war in Iran. And we want you to silence the Epstein outrage. Pretty simple, pretty easy. You can do whatever else you want. All the other stuff that you want, we're all for. We'll help you get it done. But we need those two things. And if you deliver for us, we'll deliver for you. Now, it seems like he took the deal because it seems like all of these things are being implemented. And it seems like he's just fully on board now. 100%, he is literally worse than the likes of George W. Bush or Barack Obama at this point, I hate to say. But this is the thing. The right-wingers were on guard against Barack Obama, very suspicious of everything he was doing. Somehow Trump is doing even more that should outrage or at the very least worry you. And yet we're cheering it on because it's ICE and we're told they're going after illegal immigrants. Then they don't actually arrest the illegal immigrants, but they do have the laws and the precedent in place if they ever wanted to turn on the American people. So I think that's what happened. The stupid thing about this is that Trump has no leverage. What leverage does he have? How are they going to uphold their end of the bargain? I mean, obviously they have a lot of influence, but do they even care about using it for that? I think they're just going to throw Trump to the wolves no matter what. I think they're going to get what they want from him. They're going to destroy the Republican Party in the process. And we're going to, you know, sit there as the Democrats sweep into power and ignore all of the laws and precedents and promises that were made to Donald Trump. Why would they care? They don't give a damn. And hell, even if they're somehow, because of the Jewish influence in America, able to protect Donald Trump from this, we're not being protected. Trump supporters aren't going to be shielded from this. And when the Democrats get back into office, they'll use the IRS to go after every conservative group, every Trump supporter. There's no restrictions to that. Trump made himself a deal. He didn't make a deal for the American people. So, I mean, this is all very troubling, but I think at the end of the day, Trump's going to get screwed. But I can understand the argument. I can understand how they'd go to Trump and say, look, like I said, you can fight the rest of your life. Maybe you can stay out of jail. Maybe your family will not be sent to jail either. You know, we can help with that. But one day you're not going to be here. You know, one day your family's not going to be here. You know who's going to be here? We are. You know who's going to be writing the books? We will. Do you want to go down in history? Do you want your entire legacy to be despised, to be the next Hitler? Because we have the ability to do that. Or do you want to be celebrated? Do you want the books to say that despite, you know, initial reservations, it turned out Donald Trump was a great president and everybody, you know, learned to celebrate his pioneering political style? What do you want your legacy to be? Because it's up to us, because we're going to still be here. 100 years from now, we'll be here. We'll be writing the books. So I think that's the deal he made. And I think he made it with scoundrels that are going to turn on him and stab him in the back, and he'll deserve every second of it. And this time, we'll get to enjoy it. Won't that be fun? Experiencing a Trump impeachment from the other side for once. Because, I mean, in reality, if Trump wanted to protect himself, the thing to do would be to further ingratiate himself with the tens of millions of Americans who believed in him and had his back and sacrificed for him and were willing to go to the mat in defense of him and willing to make it a political issue to fight for. But you've lost all of that. So now all the people like us who were there making the argument, making the case, you know, arguing against the lies of the Democrats under impeachment, we're going to be sitting here going, no, they're exactly right. No, he did commit these crimes. He is a war criminal. He is insider trading. He is corrupt. He did sell out America for pennies on the dollar. It's just a bad decision overall. It's bad decision after bad decision. He believed him about Iran. Look where that got him. He probably believed him about this, too. So, you know, again, I would almost understand it if he really, you know, had no other options. You know, when you're left with nothing else, you take any hand that's offered. But, you know, before he went this way, he still had the support of like 100 million Americans, which is kind of a pretty powerful force. And he gave that up. At least gave up half of it to be protected by the Alan Dershowitz of the world. So, you know, maybe they'll go along with it. We don't know. I'm going to move on now. I'm going to move on to a bunch of other stuff that we need to talk about, even though the trend continues to be that white people, white Europeans are endless victims of not just violent assault and harassment and oppression and abuse by their government, but also being blamed on being the problem for all of this. And it's enough already. It's enough already, I think. I don't know how much more needs to happen, but we gotta learn where we are in this world right now. Because while the energy's there, while there are a lot of people all over America, all over the UK, that are patriotic, that are willing to stand up, that are willing to go out of their way to express their support of the classic national character of these countries, they're doing it in a way that is utterly and completely ineffective and serves only to feel like they're doing something. Right now, protesting, I hate to say it, it's about as powerful as recycling is, right? If you think you're doing something to stop recycling or to stop like the world being destroyed because you throw your foam cup in that hole instead of that hole, that's about as effective as like protesting is right now. There's a video, there's obviously like a very big march in the UK, and I don't want to criticize the turnout because it was massive, and I do think it's important to, at the very least, you know, let your position be known. But the question is, what's the point? What's the point? You've got a million people on the streets of the UK waving the Union Jack, expressing their patriotism, demanding action from the UK government. And what do you get for all of that work and all of that effort and those millions of people in the street? You get ignored. That's what happens. You get completely ignored. Because what are those millions of people going to do? They're going to walk around. They're going to wave signs. They're going to chant. And then they're going to go home. And then the government is going to throw them in jail for disliking the endless violent rapist Muslims that are being planted in their communities. We want our country back. Oh, well, have you tried asking nicely? Did it work? No? What? Did you try waving a flag? And they still sent a rapist to your community? Why? They must be so confused. The people running the UK government, they must be confused about what they're supposed to be doing. Did you wave a flag to let them know? Again, I don't mean to like criticize people out there waving a flag. I love that people are feeling that way. But like, if you have a million people on the street in the UK, I think the thing to do would be storm the palace. I would think that, you know, a million, half a million people on the streets of the UK is only powerful if it does something. All that happens when you hold these marches is you feel like you're doing something, but you haven't actually done anything. You haven't actually moved the needle. You haven't actually affected change. But you feel like you've done something. You'll feel good about it. And you'll be satisfied that something, you know, you participated in something. And so even though nothing has happened, you'll, you know, calm down for a little while until you feel the need to march again. And then again, you'll march. And again, the people that know exactly what they're doing and are doing it on purpose will ignore you. So that's what I mean as to like where we are. Protests don't matter if the people who run your country don't care. If what they're doing is explicitly designed to destroy you, saying you're being destroyed is not going to be like they know. They know. Okay. It's like, I mean, it's like imagine a bunch of Gazans marching and being like, you're dropping bombs on us. What do you think Israel is going to be like? Oh my gosh, we are? What? Sorry. Yeah, they're going to do a hunger strike. No, they are doing a hunger strike. That's where Israel makes you hungry and then strikes you. It's the classic Gaza hunger strike. It's where they starve and then blow you up. So like that, like, you know, so like if the people of Gaza were out on a street waving the Gaza flag, what would you say to them? Be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You think Israel doesn't know it's killing you? You think it doesn't know that you don't like being killed? Like, what are you trying to express here? You're in a war and you're targeted for destruction. The only thing to do now is destroy them first. That's it. That's the only result. It's the only answer. My friend had a funny idea. I don't know if we could do it live here. Might be too much for our current studio setup. But he was like, you should take the Cars for Kids jingle. You all know that famous Cars for Kids jingle. And it was just basically the whole thing was shut down because of false advertising. And it's that same Jewish group that Tyler Oliveira exposed in Northwood, New Jersey, or whatever it's called. Yeah, they run these ads that are like, support kids, donate your car. And they don't tell you that it's literally just an Israeli front and they just send the money to Jewish groups exclusively. Even though they have people of all races and ethnicities being advertised, it was totally fraudulent. He was like, why don't you play that jingle and just put, you know, a bunch of video of Palestinian kids being blown to pieces. You know, videos of like Palestinian kids bleeding and having their arm cut off and being pulled out of the rubble while you hear the Cars for Kids jingle, because that's actually what it was sponsoring. That's actually what it was supporting, not Cars for Kids. I thought that was a funny idea. Maybe somebody will do that. But yeah, we're gonna move on to some other topics here. I do want to tell you about a new product we have at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm very excited about this. I didn't even know we were doing this till I saw Alex advertise it. And I might, we might be missing one of these by the end of the day. I don't know. Don't tell anybody. But they're new wallets, and I love these. They're, I don't know, I've seen other wallets like this, and they've never really interested me because they just look like, I don't know, credit card or like business card cases. They just are like, you know, kind of like cheap metal. But this one has real leather, and it actually looks cool, and it is obviously very functional. I was just sort of messing around with it during the break, and pulling the cards out is very easy. I have a leather wallet right now, and while I love it, and actually my brother-in-law made it for me, and it's got taxation is theft carved across the top, but it's hard to pull the cards out. It really is. And literally just this week, I was like standing in line, and I was trying to pinch my fingers. I just cut my fingernails, and I couldn't get the card out, and it was so frustrating. So this, you don't have to worry about that. These wallets have this convenient pull tab, and so you just pull the card right out, and it can hold more than you expect. I mean, these are very thin wallets, but they can hold something like 25 cards, I think. 25 cards and 20 bills in this wallet, and it folds up nicely. Super thin RFID blocking. The design is amazing. It's got the Betsy Ross stars with 1776 in the middle and a Don't Tread on Me version as well. Very cool wallets. The type that you see advertised a lot of places, but these are better. I have to say, I like these more. Again, because they've got that real leather. You can really see the craftsmanship. They're super light and thin. But the other thing is that, you know, I put my wallet in my back pocket, so I don't want to be sitting on hard metal, but this has the leather there to make it a little softer. So if you do put it in your back pocket, it'll be easier. It's the new Freedom Shield RFID wallet. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776. It's made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. The thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection, a secure cash strap, and a quick pull tab for access. So you get strength, security, and a premium patriotic design all in one wallet. These things routinely sell for at least $70. That's the regular price for most people. You can get it today for just $49. VIPs get it for $39. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com before these sell out. And I have the feeling, excuse me, I have the feeling these are going to sell out pretty dang quick. And I'm not even joking. I've had my wallet that I have now for probably 10 years. I've never considered getting a new wallet until I saw these. These are actually cool enough. They actually have the leather. I don't know. I've looked at the other ones. There's other brands that a lot of people advertise. And I've thought about it. You know, I could use a new wallet. You go and you look. I'm just like, I just don't like the design, but these are awesome. These are very cool, and they're very small and very thin, and I just love the 1776 on it. I love the Don't Tread on Me as well, but I think I'd go for this one. So, I'd get one if I were you. That's all I'm saying. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm going to test one out. I think I'll test one out. I think the audience, I think for me to give a real, you know, full endorsement, I think I need to maybe carry it around for a little while. So, you know, it's business. This is for business. I'm going to keep one because I need to advertise it. You know, it's not that I just want it for myself and I'm taking it because I can. Would never do such a thing, but I'm serious. I'm going to start carrying one of these around. It's kind of the same as the knives that we get. I mean, I always take the supplements, but like whenever we get a new product like this, they're always cool. They're always very well designed. And I don't know where we get these things from, but we have the best suppliers in the world. And you can get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm going to get mine from right here on the table. All right. I want to play a couple videos here. And we're going to start with clip number two. Because this is propaganda these days. It's not exactly subtle. It's not exactly nuanced. And in my opinion, it's sort of counterproductive. For whatever it intends. And we sort of go back to the classic Stone Toss comic. If you're familiar with that guy, a comic guy draws comics named Stone Toss. And he has a really famous one where it's just a big picture of like two men kissing. It's a person like, are you sure this will help us sell burgers? The other guy's like, burgers? What are you talking about? No, we're going to put a gay couple in our McDonald's ad because we're propagandists, not because we think it'll sell burgers. What are you talking about? That's sort of where we're at here, where it's like, are they trying to actually advertise something? Are they trying to actually promote an idea that they're expressing, or is there like a fully formed ulterior motive that's actually why this was made? So I guess ostensibly this is L'Oreal Paris TV ad in Germany depicting white men committing public sexual harassment. Clip number two, we can go to this, but like the idea is like, was anybody at any point in this process actually concerned about making a advertisement to actually stop women being harassed? Would this advertisement even do that? And if that was the case, why would you not design it to appeal to the people that are actually harassing women? Let's watch the video. Here is a new ad, a new propaganda ad demonizing white people in Europe. Let's watch. You see a mixed race, fuzzy haired lady. There's a white woman, an Asian woman. Oh, she's being creeped on. Oh, the white woman's being approached when she doesn't want to be. Those damn white guys are at it again. It's the old German man clapping her knee for some reason. It's just, you know, this is what women in Germany have to deal with. Gosh, they're trying to get to their seat, and the you know, innocent minorities have to watch on in horror as the dangerous white supremacists, you know, take advantage of the poor innocent women. Thank goodness the minorities are there to stop the white guys. Okay, there's the Hispanic guy, there's the black guy. Thank God, you know, what would these white women do without the racial minorities there to protect them, defend their honor? You know, these are the real, you say chivalry's dead. Have you seen black people? Have you seen non-white people? They're as chivalrous as the day is long. There it is. Stand up, Von L'Oreal Paris. Now, interestingly, on this very same day, a woman in Germany made a bit of a mistake here. A feminist made a video to demonize men, and she shows herself walking around a European city and being harassed. And boy, is it something. Let's go to clip number six here. Here's the feminist video who attempted to demonize men. And it's not men, though, is it? Let's watch. So now every girl's fear. So oh, look, strange foreign men leering at you. Oh, look, a foreign man getting up to try to grab you before jumping off the train. Oh, other foreign men. Oh, look, that guy's got his hand in his pocket, fiddling with himself while he stares at you. Here's a adult man gesturing to the 14-year-old. Oh, you're just sitting by yourself at the back of the bus? Well, nowhere to run. So again, it's literally just brown and black people leering at them, trying to touch them, knocking on their window. Oh, those damn men, right? Yeah, I'm not sure if this expresses what you were thinking it expresses. And we've seen this before, that, you know, another woman did this in New York, where she's like 4 hours walking around. She's walking around in these skin-tight yoga pants, and she literally gets harassed endlessly by minority men. So, what's wrong with women? So, what is wrong with women? It's like, do you not understand what's happening here? Do you not realize that it's your policies that are inviting all of these people in? It's the very people that do the thing that you think all men do. It really is just pathetic. I think we need to do something about this, something dramatic. We'll be right back.
I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information's vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at theauctionstore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to theauctionstore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our CMOS, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I'd start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I believe it's like 500 people, and three people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record what it does, skipping the oxidation process in the cells. Does it act as a stimulant but feels like a stimulant? No letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes with methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules. And so these are brand new in the store right now to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you can get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, and it locks in to 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. But 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. Then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there that is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up yourself, over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the globals always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and at the network at AJ and Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9 to 10 days. I want to thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're really going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live, the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. I got a couple of longer videos to show you here, but I want to start actually with a short one. I got a lot of videos of Trump, you know, saying that the cost of gasoline is peanuts and, you know, basically we're going to start a new war with Iran or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just all complete nonsense and disrespect to the American people. As always, he rarely says anything else these days. But I thought this exchange was sort of the only video I needed to play today. I think everything about Donald Trump, who he is and what he's doing and what his brain is like, can be explained in this clip. It's clip 33. Donald Trump is asked what his message is to the American families out there that are worried about AI taking their jobs. Now, this is a valid concern because AI is very much taking people's jobs. Meta just laid off thousands of people, replacing them with AI. At the same time, it's not just AI, it's H-1B. Like Amazon just fired 30,000 people and applied for 30,000 H-1B visas because they want to replace the American people with more subservient races. That's actually how it can be phrased. So, here's clip 33. This is Donald Trump being asked his message for the American families that don't like AI and don't want AI taking their job or replacing their children. Let's watch.
What's your message to American families who are scared by by the rise of AI. They're worried that their kids are not going to be able to have jobs someday because AI
will take over. Well, I'll tell you, AI has been amazing because right now we have more jobs, more people working right now in the United States by far than we ever had before. And outside of the war, and I assumed the economy was going to go down, the stock market would go down 20-25%. It's actually up. The stock market is higher now than it was before I started the Iran situation. And on the Iran, I had no choice because they were going to have a nuclear weapon. We're not going to give them a nuclear weapon. But that's going to end soon, one way or the other. Oil is going to come tumbling down. There's so much oil. We have 1,600 ships in the Strait that are loaded up with oil that are going to be coming out very soon. So we'll have to see, but the military has been unbelievable. The blockade has been infallible. Not one ship has gotten through the blockade. 37 have tried. They all wish they didn't.
Can you tell us about your call with Erdogan?
Yeah, you were asked about AI, Trump. The question was, what about AI taking people's jobs? Mr. President, what are your comments for families who are scared that AI is going to, you know, leave them unemployed? Well, the Iran war is going great. It's like, first of all, no, it's not. What the hell are you talking about? What? No, we're talking about AI. First of all, we're talking about AI. Second of all, why are you lying about the Iran war? He pivots from a question about AI immediately into lying about the Iran war. It's not even helpful. It's not even the truth. And of course, it's just like, who is this guy? Like, what is going on? Genuinely, what is going on? He's asked about AI taking people's jobs. And his response is, nobody's getting through the Strait of Hormuz. Okay. Great. Great. That's great. Gas Buddy forecasts most expensive summer at the pump in years amid Strait closure. Gas Buddy, the fuel savings platform empowering drivers to choose their road to savings, today released the 2026 Summer Travel Survey results and forecast revealing that American road trip culture is showing resilience even as gas prices surge to levels not seen in years. Gas Buddy forecasts the national average will reach $4.48 per gallon on Memorial Day, up sharply from $3.14 per gallon a year ago. And averaging $4.80 per gallon over the summer from Memorial Day through Labor Day, with the possibility of an all-time high records if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for a significant portion of the summer. So, hey, but the stock market is up, you guys. Trump's billionaire buddies, the boomers and their retirement funds, they're killing it. They're doing amazing. Sure, gas prices are high, and those prices affect all of the other prices. And inflation continues to be a major and increasing problem for the average American. In fact, food prices these days are twice as much as they were just a few years ago. So those of us, you know, not spending the dividends from our investments, but instead living day to day or hand to mouth, we are suffering. We are cutting back. We are having to pick and choose based on what we can afford. But hey, the stock market is up. The stock market is up. The question is, what does the stock market reflect in actuality? Because it has absolutely nothing to do with the well-being of the American people. It, in fact, seems to be inversely related to the well-being of the American people. It seems like the stock market will always go up because we're an inflationary economy. I don't know how you brag about the stock market going up when everybody is worse off. Everybody's saying that the country's going in the wrong direction. Everybody is dipping into their savings just to make ends meet. What does the stock market mean exactly? What does it reflect? It's literally a bunch of old men tricking each other. That's what the stock market is. I've told the story before. Maybe it's not worth to tell it again, but basically, before I worked at InfoWars, I was doing a contract gig camera operation for Whole Foods. And basically, it was right before Whole Foods was being sold to Amazon. And so they had me set up a fake office with, like, it wasn't real, but they were going to be live streaming it. And it was all a part of this, like, play they were putting on at an investors meeting in New York. And they were going, yeah, we're going to set up a live streaming thing because we're embracing youth culture and we're going to have these new, like, what they were saying they were going to do was create sort of an offshoot of Whole Foods that was called 365 stores. And they were going to be corner stores, like miniaturized Whole Foods, to where, you know, instead of going to the gas station and seeing a bunch of junk, you go to the gas station, you get, you know, a selection of food from Whole Foods. Actually, kind of not a bad idea. And they, in order to launch this, they were like, you know, because we're connecting with the youth, we want to live stream the office that's heading up this project. So, you know, if people are interested, they can tune in and watch the office live. We're bringing, you know, so we can embrace new tech and bring in the youth so that drive us to the store. They never intended to do any of it. The office was totally fake. Nobody worked in it. They had people go in and pretend to work for a little while so that they could go to the investment meeting in New York, turn on the live stream and go, see, we're setting up this new office. We're going to do these 365 stores all over the country. It's a big, you know, push. So invest now, and it drives up their stock. They sell it. They never intended to do any of it. It's literally play acting. They literally paid for me to set up an office, to set up a live stream. And the only thing they were using it for was a 30-minute investment meeting. And then they scrapped the whole thing. They never intended to do it anyway. It's literally just a bunch of people lying to each other. And I'm sure the people at the investment meeting knew it was BS, but it's all just smoke and mirrors. That's literally what, like, our economy is run on, is a bunch of old men just tricking each other and lying to each other about what they intend to do to artificially increase the stock price before cashing out, dipping out, and leaving us to pick up the pieces. That's what the stock market is at the end of the day. I'm telling you this from firsthand experience. This is literally what they did to sell Whole Foods to Amazon. And at the same time, my friends were getting fired from Whole Foods and were very confused at why they had just hired a new female editor when they were firing their perfectly good editor. And I had to explain to them, it's because you're a white guy. They're trying to sell Whole Foods. And there's this thing called ESG, where the more diverse people they have, the more their company is worth somehow. So, yeah, they fired the skilled, like, you know, well-known, the like editors and the behind the scenes guys that had years of experience, were very good at their jobs. They fired them to bring in new people who were chosen because of their gender and race, because that's good for business. Apparently it's only good for business because BlackRock and Larry Fink increase the amount they invest in you if you comply to their anti-white agenda. The stock market's up. Great deal. Great. Wonderful. So it's really the worst. It's really the most, like, disrespectful thing ever. And again, the change from Donald Trump, it really is only explained by him being simultaneously blackmailed and rewarded by the Jewish lobby for service to them. So I guess they benefit from the stock market, I assume. Trump blurts stunning gas price rant amid sinking polls. President Donald Trump blurted out a stunning dismissal of pain at the pump as his approval rating sinks, telling reporters this is peanuts, and he doesn't even think about it. The president spoke to reporters on Tuesday morning against the backdrop of massive and cacophonous East Wing construction project and took questions for about 45 minutes. In one exchange, he praised CNN's Harry Enten. Not long after, Enten delivered a breathless report on a new round of sinking approval ratings, all in the 30s. But that didn't stop Trump from delivering a new version after of the gaffe he uncorked before his China trip, insisting he doesn't even think about gas prices in his pursuit of victory in Iran for Israel. So, yeah. So, you know, again, what is there to say other than our country is being controlled by people who despise us? America's being sacrificed in pursuit of Israeli aims, and the Republican Party in particular is being sacrificed in pursuit of these aims. So they will empower the left to do whatever they want in revenge for the perceived outrages of Donald Trump against Trump and us. And I don't think any agreement that Trump makes is going to forestall that whatsoever. So he's really just sold us all out, sold us all down the river. And that's really undeniable following the Thomas Massie defeat. Meanwhile, speaking of, AI, right? Weren't we speaking about AI? Sorry. We were talking about AI stealing jobs. We got distracted about Iran for some reason. Standard Charter to replace lower value human capital with AI. This is from Sky News. This is the UK report. And the UK government is officially using the label low value human capital to describe, you know, poor people, people who work with their hands, the people that I guess are going to be first on the chopping block for the dehumanization program because they can be replaced by robots easily. Standard Chartered Bank would cut more than 7,500 jobs as it seeks to replace, quote, lower value human capital under technology and artificial intelligence drive. The London-based but Asia-focused bank, Giant, said that it was going to axe more than 15% of back office roles by 2030 in favor of increased automation and adoption of new technologies, including AI. Standard Chartered, which also has corporate offices in Chennai, Bengaluru, Shenzhen, and Warsaw, did not divulge the location of where the jobs would be lost, but said those affected have a chance to be retained under a retaining program. The bank has a total global staff of nearly 82,000. So they're cutting about a tenth of their staff, and they're doing it by cutting the, quote, lower value human capital. So expect a lot more language like that as human beings are slated for extinction, basically, and AI will be used to make up the difference. Again, the way they're doing this is so rapacious, it's horrifying. This is concerning and affecting all Texans. With a mad dash for AI data centers popping up all over Texas, our water is being targeted. Rural well owners, pay attention to what Texas legislature is planning. The 2027 draft of the Texas Water Plan makes one thing very clear. Texas is preparing for massive future water demand, and groundwater is a major target. Now it's your turn to stand up and have your voices heard. The state is openly discussing groundwater development, streamlining permitting, desalinization, aquifer storage, AI data center demand, expanding infrastructure projects. They're projecting nearly $174 billion in future water infrastructure needs. What does this mean for the rural communities? It means places with strong aquifers, open land, and private wells are increasingly being looked at for large-scale groundwater production and export projects. Many people still think they can't take our water. Well, once contracts, pipelines, permits, and investors get involved, things change quickly. Right now, the state is accepting public comment on the draft 2027 state water plan. This is one of the few chances rural Texans have to get concerns officially on the record. The public hearing is May 27th, 2026, Stephen F. Austin Building, 1700 North Congress Avenue, Austin, Texas. How to speak up. Submit written comments to the Texas Water Development Board before May 29th. Attend the public hearing in person or online. Contact your state representatives and groundwater district officials. Ask questions about groundwater export projects in your area. Educate your neighbors and fellow landowners. If you care about your private well, water quality, aquifer depletion, agriculture, future generations, now is the time to speak up, because once these projects are built, it's a whole lot harder to stop them. You can see there's this massive sort of trans-Texas aquifer, and it's exactly where all of the data centers are going to be drawing the water from. Again, I've been saying this for months and months and months and probably years at this point, but really stop to think about the fact that our fertility is below replacement level. The number of people that are being born is significantly less than the number of people dying every year, and yet we're building houses at such a rate, we are already emptying aquifers and draining lakes across the entire country. You would think, like, it really seems like there is a natural push-pull that just God engineered into society, where it's like, as you start to, you know, improve life expectancy and babies survive until adulthood and adult people live until their 70s and 80s, it actually makes sense that you'd have a corresponding drop in fertility. That would actually keep it even. It would actually keep it balanced. If you have, you know, kids dying constantly before they're 10 years old 100 years ago, and now practically everybody survives until they're 10, then okay, you only have to have two kids instead of five because all your kids survive. There's a little, like, kind of balance that happens. You know, it's like that meme that goes around, I think it was Roman Helmet Guy on X, where he said, during the Black Death, you know, people in Scotland, half the population died. But unfortunately, at the time, the technology didn't exist to replace all of those people with foreigners. So sadly, wages tripled. You know, they had to pay people a lot more because the amount of people that could work was a lot less. So the people could demand a lot more for their wages. Like, there's always this kind of balance. But then you come in and interject some unnatural intervention in that, and it makes everything go insane. So, like, if the American population was just at, you know, replacement level, that'd be fine. We wouldn't need to bring anybody in, except that we have a Social Security system that was set up deliberately as a Ponzi scheme that requires infinite growth. If you don't have infinite growth to pay into your Ponzi scheme Social Security, then you have to be having kids. You have to be fertile. And if you're not, then you have to bring people in from outside. But when they don't actually put into the pension fund or pay into Social Security and instead go on welfare, everything gets retarded. So that's sort of where we're at now, where they're building these data centers all across America, draining the water. We are like running out of water. We are destroying the natural world at a time when our population isn't even growing. Why are we so rapaciously, so like hungrily devouring our natural resources when our people can't even enjoy their life? Like, it's genuinely a plan. It's a plot. It's on purpose. It's by design. And now they're going to tell you that it's always been like this. Actually, everybody's always struggled to make ends meet. It's not that we had the most prosperous time ever. It's not that we are the recipients, the inheritors of the most powerful, the most prosperous country in the history of the world, and that we can, you know, expect a little bit more out of our country. You've got people like Kevin O'Leary, I think it was him, billionaire, going on and basically blaming, going, hey, millennials eat out, you know, eat lunch out at restaurants. That's why they're poor. It's like, we're the United States of America. There are Somalis in our country that are getting $80 million a year for nothing. We should be the richest people in the history of the world. We shouldn't really, no American should struggle. Like, no American should have to struggle. No American should have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck. No American should, you know, be struggling to buy a new house. It's only this way because people like Kevin O'Leary have made it this way, have designed our economy to be utterly retarded and not serve the American people whatsoever, but serve them instead. And then they want to talk about $15 lunches like that's the issue. As if, you know, you could afford a house if you only had, what would that be, $3,000, $4,000 a year? Gosh, if you'd only saved $4,000 a year, you'd have a $500,000 house by now. You know, a one-bedroom, crappy, rundown thing on the edge of town in the dangerous neighborhood that inexplicably cost $250,000. You know, you just have to save up for, I mean, what would that be? 20 years, 30, 50. Okay, so yeah, even if you save $15 a day, every day, for a year, that's not really all that much. Actually, I think we have a lot bigger problems than any of this. Again, it's like recycling. It's like, okay, you put a plastic cup in a green bin and you think you did something. These little individual acts, of like saving money for lunch, it's not going to solve the giant systemic issue of our entire economy being purposefully sculpted to funnel money into billionaires and out of the middle class, because they don't want people to be middle class. They don't want people to be able to rise between classes. They want everybody ground down to the bare minimum. They want everybody living at poverty level. It's their weapon. They want you overworked, underpaid, desperate, just trying to get, you know, food on your plate. $5,500, $5,500 in a single year. So you could have a down payment in a decade. Look at that. So just be miserable. I don't know. I love going out to eat. It's one of the few joys in my life. But, you know, you don't deserve joy. You don't deserve to sink your teeth into a hot and juicy cheeseburger at lunch. You should just eat cold cuts, right? Just, you know, you should be eating raw broccoli with nothing to dip it in. And you should be thankful for the opportunity. And all you have to do is live like that for 10 years. And then maybe you can scrape together enough for a down payment on a lower end house in the bad part of town. There you go. Problem solved. The economy is great. It's wonderful. You just can't go on vacations for that time. And, you know, again, be miserable. Because why should you enjoy your life? Why should you eat food at a restaurant? What are you, a billionaire? This is America. We don't eat food in restaurants. We split a single slice of bread between the three of us, and we thank Kevin O'Leary for the opportunity, okay? And then we drop $100 million on a war for Israel and Iran, and then we drop another $100 billion for Somali scammers. And then, you know, there's nothing left over, unfortunately. I'm sure there's other stuff our government could be doing in terms of, you know, protecting our livelihood, trying to increase the birth rate in just any way at all. But that's all too expensive. Now, we spent our last $20 billion on Somali daycare, so that's all we get now. Yeah, maybe it won't be that long. Hell, the world has 6 months to avert a major food crisis, says the UN as Hormuz struggle drags on. So, you know, maybe we're only 6 months. Maybe in 6 months, all of this stuff will seem like quaint concerns, not having enough money, not being able to afford houses. That'll all be, you know, pie in the sky fantasy world once we're struggling to literally eat or have water for our families while fighting with tens of millions of foreign people that are on our soil and competing with us for resources. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Epstein class. That's about going to be it for us today. Again, I got more videos, but it's all basically the same. It's all basically the same stuff over and over. You can just close your eyes and just imagine, you know, black people murdering white people and white people being punished for it. That's basically all the videos I have, so no need to go to them. You understand it all now. Again, want to remind you that we have just come out with these awesome new Freedom Shield wallets at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get them today. Two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me in 1776. It's made with leather, top grain leather, and aerospace grade aluminum. It's slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. Obviously, it has the RFID blocker in it, so people with these little scanners can't get your card number. If you use the tap function of your card like I do, you're going to want an RFID blocking wallet, and this is the best one on the market. You can get it for 30% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have a feeling these things are going to sell out pretty quick, so go today, thealexjonesstore.com. Get one of these awesome wallets. It would make great gifts for the graduate in your family or a birthday or for yourself, thealexjonesstore.com. Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy.
Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.